Title II applies to state and local governments. And then there's the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, a federal statute that applies to employees who work for the federal government, its contractors, or any company that receives funds from the federal government. We also have the Texas Labor Code, Section 21.128, that applies to all Texas employers with more than 15 employees. Basically, the Texas statute mirrors the federal statute. So here's a very important thing for you to remember. These laws only apply to disabled people, okay? If a person's not disabled, mentally or physically, they're not entitled to any special protection of the law. So when you hear about somebody taking their animal into a restaurant saying, well, he's my emotional support animal, you should ask yourself, what is your disability? What type of mental disability do you have? So that's the real important to remember. These laws only apply to disabled people. Disability means a physical or mental impairment that substantially limits one or more major life activities. Major life activities pretty much includes everything: working, thinking, standing, learning, reading. It also includes a major bodily function. So in order to have protection under these laws, the employee has to be disabled, and which means they have a physical or mental impairment that substantially limits a major life activity. Now, there are two categories of animals, and this is real important. You have service animals and emotional support animals. And it's real important because, for example, Title I allows service and emotional support animals, but Title II only allows service animals. So it's real important for you to know the difference between service and ESA, emotional support animal. Basically, a service animal is any animal that's trained to perform a specific task that helps the person deal with their disability. The owner can train the animal. It doesn't have to be trained by a professional. So an emotional support animal, on the other hand, is an animal whose mere presence gives the disabled person comfort or companionship. And helps them cope with their disability, but they're not trained to do anything. So service animal, there's a specific task that they're trained to do. Emotional support, no. Now, when I first got into this, of course, I knew about guide dogs, and I guess I knew about dogs that help deaf people when the doorbell or the phone rang. But as I got into it, it's absolutely amazing what some of these service animals do. My PowerPoint lists some of them. Notifying, they can actually tell someone that their blood sugar is low. They can alert a person to, with a food allergy, don't eat this, it's got peanuts in it. They can move clothes from the washer to the dryer. They can actually warn someone with epilepsy of an oncoming seizure. It's really amazing what these service animals can do. Now, emotional support animals are not the same thing as service animals that help people with mental disabilities. Okay, so you can have psychiatric service animals. These are animals that are specifically trained to do something to help the person with the mental disability. For example, one that's not uncommon is, I had a client one time that had a service dog. If the owner had PTSD and went into a panic if too many people got close to him, so the dog would basically walk circles around the owner to keep people at bay, or they can notify the owner if somebody's coming up from behind, not to be spooked when the person comes up from behind. So So an emotional support animal, again, is an animal that it's just there to comfort the person. It doesn't do anything in particular. Psychiatric service animals, they're trained to do a specific task for somebody with a mental disability. Now, let's probably the one that you're going to the statute that you'll deal with most often is going to be Title I of the ADA, and it applies to all employers with 15 or more employees. Now, the statute says that the person has to be otherwise qualified to do the job. The employer doesn't have to hire somebody just because they're disabled and they have a service animal that helps them. They have to be actually qualified. And the law says that the employer is required to make reasonable accommodations for a disabled employee unless those accommodations would cause undue hardship or threat to the health, safety, or welfare of others. So